Hip Trinkle Check, November 27th, 2005. Happy Holidays, this is Kimberly Wilson, and welcome to the 9th edition of the Hip Trinkle Chick Podcast, a girl's guide for living a luxe lifestyle on and off the yoga mat. Tonight I'm back in the Pink Palace in Washington, D.C. Spent the day picking out a new Christmas tree, white pine, smells delightful. Then the evening decorating the tree, and then a few hours going on a cleansing purge. It's amazing what we accumulate. So in the spirit of the holiday season, tonight's podcast consists of a restorative way to celebrate the holidays. And who needs it more than the Hip Trinkle Chick during the holidays? Now, throughout the sequence, I've included some fabulous PodSafe music titled Symmetrical Angels Part 2 by 2RD. Now, view our show notes to follow along with photos on these poses at hiptranquilchick.com. blogspot.com. So restorative poses to help keep you fresh over the holidays. Restorative poses to me are a great way to just reconnect internally. If you don't have time for full yoga practice nor any energy to do a yoga practice, restorative poses are a great way to get the benefits of a yoga practice with a little less effort. You're basically lying over blankets or lying on your back with legs up the wall, and you're put in poses without all the effort. So restorative poses are also a great way if you're about to host a party or you're about to attend a special event and you just really don't have anything left in you. Take a few minutes, at least five, to come into one of these restorative poses to kind of help rejuvenate and get you back on track. So the sequence that I've created here is perfect for rejuvenating throughout the holiday season and beyond, and can be done in a few minutes. Or if you want to spend a little bit more time in these six poses, you could stay for a total of 30 and spend 5 minutes in each. Now, extra doses of tranquility that are great to have on hand for this practice includes a silk lavender-filled eye pillow, a scented candle burning nearby, always turning that cell phone off, rosebud salve on the lips. You can get this at Sephora, at tranquilspace.com, all sorts of great places. It comes in this darling little tin, smells like rose, can also be used as a perfume. It has all these great qualities. And then, of course, yummy essential oil rubbed onto your temples. I've become a firm believer in this lately. I love it right before I go to bed or before I head out in the morning. So have all these little tools of tranquility nearby, and this will help make your restorative practice even more fabulous. Now, for pose 4 through 6, you need to have a blanket or a bolster nearby. So number one, beginning here. So start on your back. Find you can even take your legs over to a wall or over to a door, wherever you can find some nice open space, about 4 to 5 feet of open wall space. Now place your bum as close to the wall as possible. Really scooch up. If you have tight hamstrings, rather than making an L with your body, legs straight up along the wall, body on the floor, torso on the floor. If that's a little too intense for your hamstrings, what you want to do is pull your bum away so your legs are a little bit more at an angle. Now, if you'd like to add in a shoulder opener, bring your arms up over your head and reach for the opposite elbow. Notice your breath. Place the eye pillow over the eyes. Feel free to keep socks on the feet. You want to stay nice and warm throughout this practice. Another thing you could have nearby is just a blanket to place over your body. So eye pillow on the eyes, a little rosebud salve on the lips, essential oil at the temples. And just tune into your breath, noticing your inhale and your exhale. Arms, if it's not comfortable to have them overhead, if you have fairly tight shoulders, you can bring hands, place them on your belly, or even arms along the sides of the body with the palms facing up. Now, number two, if you'd like to add in a variation here, you can stay here for anywhere from I can sometimes stay and love staying here for 15, 20 minutes. Okay, totally your yogi's choice. However, if you'd like a variation that moves into a bit more of a hip opener, let the legs open into a wide V. You'll feel some pressure in the inner thighs. Should be a nice pressure so that you feel this area, the inner thighs kind of opening, the hips opening, and it also just kind of brings about a sense of relaxation with regard to the lower back. You can keep the arms up over your head still, or arms along the sides of the body, palms up. We like to have the palms up to kind of receive the gift of the practice. Or, of course, hands on your belly and notice your breath. So if your mind's traveling to the party you're about to put on, the event you're about to attend, all the drama, the to-do list, everything that goes on during the holidays, let this go. As you inhale, maybe work with a mantra such as inhale, let, exhale, go. Number three, for another variation, bend your knees and place the soles of the feet together. This is basically Baddha Konasana up against the wall. Again, arm variations of choice. Notice your breath. Working with your mantra. Working with a soft, gentle breath. Inhaling and exhaling through the nose. And feeling the body soften, relaxing shoulders. Relaxing jaw, relaxing the space between the eyebrows, unclench the teeth, and let the lips part slightly. Soften the tongue to the bottom of the mouth. Stay here as long as it feels good. And feel free to adjust between these three variations. Now slowly roll onto your right side, rest for a few breaths, and gently roll up to a seated position. Now take your blanket or a bolster. If you're using a blanket, roll it tightly lengthwise so that it's fairly long. About 3 feet long would be great. And we want to place this blanket vertically behind your tailbone. So just bring the blanket up to the tailbone vertically so that it basically goes directly under your spine. So bring it straight up. You're not going to sit on the blanket, but you're going to bring it up to your tailbone. Then you're going to lie over it so the blanket's directly, or the bolster's directly under your spine. Your head can hang off or your head can be on the blanket or bolster. See what feels best for you. If your blanket isn't quite long enough, you can place a pillow underneath your head so that your head isn't dropped back if that doesn't feel good for you. Now let your arms splay out to the sides or again up over your head and just enjoy the sensation. It's lovely to open up the heart center. You can bring the soles of the feet together and have the knees open to incorporate more of a hip opener, or you can have your legs just straight out, splayed open. And once again here, returning to your breath, noticing sensations throughout the body, noticing feelings of heat or coolness, tightness, openness. Notice where your mind's wandering, thoughts that keep reoccurring. Just let them go and come back to your breath. Stay in here as long as you'd like. Anywhere from 1 minute to 15. And then roll to your right side and sit up once again. Now, this one's a huge heart opener, and for some people, this is going to be a little too intense. So if it is too intense, you can repeat number 4 or move right on to number 6. Now, we're going to roll the blanket. You've already got it rolled. Instead of having it vertical, we're now going to turn it horizontal. We're going to place the blanket horizontally underneath the shoulder blades. Women, think of this at your bra line. And then roll back over the blanket. Now this one's a huge, as I said, huge heart opener. So powerful. I love this one, especially if I'm congested, cold, allergies, or I've just had a tough day. Opens the heart center. Now the key here is we want it under our shoulder blades so that our shoulders hang down and then our arms extend out to the sides and your arms are actually behind the rolled blanket. Okay, so make sure it's low enough and then play with it, finding a comfortable place with this one. Feel free to stay here for at least a few breaths. Feel your body melting over this, trying to find a comfortable place with this pose, because I really find this to be a powerful pose. We spend so much time in forward motion, working on the computer, driving, walking. We're always in a rush. Hip triangle chicks, we're always, always busy, very active. So instead of moving in that forward motion, restorative yoga helps us to soften, relax, let go, and be in the moment. It can be very, very challenging. Okay, so number 6, this is our last restorative pose included in this sequence. Now you're going to roll over to your right, come up, maybe take a few shoulder rolls, roll the head from side to side, take some gentle twists. And now we're going to come into a child's pose. So child's pose is basically your shins are on the floor, your bum's on your heels, and your belly's on your thighs, and your arms are reaching forward. Again, there is a visual of this in case that's tricky or you're new to child's pose. Now, for this restorative variation, we're going to open our knees wide, once again doing a little more hip opening. Bring the bolster up to our feet, in between our knees, up to our feet, and then we're going to lie over it. And you can turn your head to the left or the right. Now, some of you, if you're fairly tight or you're not used to practicing yoga, you may need a few blankets or a bolster or even some pillows that you placed on top of the blanket you've been using. Now, this one is just a lovely hip opener. It's a way to hang out in child's pose, opening the hips with a little less effort because you've got the blanket that you're resting on. And just take a few breaths. If your neck gets uncomfortable, you can turn it to the other side. Stay here for a few breaths. Some of you may want to stay here a bit longer. Child's pose is a great pose of surrender, of letting go, softening. So thank you for joining me for this restorative practice. Great way for the hip twinkle chick to transition into the holidays and beyond. Share your thoughts with me at Kimberly@TranquilSpace.com and visit TranquilSpace.com or HipTwinkleChick.com for continued sources of inspiration. May your holidays be off to a fabulous, tranquil, hip start. And thank you for joining me for the 9th edition of the Hip Tranquil Chick podcast. Namaste.